Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of the Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
All right, so we heard from Miz's agent, my man Ricky the Peach Leach.
I like how you say he's my agent.
he's your agent. So you know how agents work though. They call and they advocate and they get you better terms or get you a better position or slot or time, whatever business you're in. So Miz, that being the case, as we heard from Agent Leach, and he said that baseball is one of your stronger suits. Mm-hmm. One topic that we didn't jump on here, and it was in the news, this report that Miggy said he's stuck in Detroit. He's stuck in Detroit. He'd rather be out. This is from the former
general manager or former president of the Marlins, yeah.
Right. So, which, I mean, dude, it's to stay out of grown folks' business. I mean,
yeah.
that was my first.
That's exactly
That was my first response to that. My second response, Miz, was even if he feels that way, so what? I mean, it's not like he can really, neither side. He could want to go and the Tigers could want him to go. But it's not like they can make that happen unless he was willing to take a huge pay cut, which you know he's not. But Miz, I'm curious your take when you heard this report that Miggy feels stuck. Miggy doesn't really want to be here. Do you think his days are somehow numbered here? Is it a big deal if he really does feel that way?
Stay in your lane.
That kind of sums up a little bit of how I feel about that story as far as that former slap happy down in Miami. But let's face facts. He is getting up there in age. He is getting to a point where his body is wearing down more and more and more, where he's seeing less and less on the diamond. The thing is that to come out and say that he feels trapped in Detroit, that's definitely not the case. I mean, there are many times where the Tigers weren't even in the running for the playoffs, and his name was brought up in discussion as far as being shipped off somewhere. He's always going to be up for discussion when it comes to a trade, you know, for trade talks. I wouldn't be surprised he'll be up potentially this year if the Tigers don't make any you know, runs towards the playoffs, which, you know, even though it's towards the end of May, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But that trade deadline is looms closer and closer and closer, where if you're Al Avila, you need to start thinking about, am I buying? Am I selling? What am I going to do? In regards to Miguel, though.
Well, man, Al, there's no such thing as selling with Miguel Cabrera. Understand his contract. The man is making $30 million a year.
And then 32 the last 2 years, I believe.
Yes, you are exactly right. $32 million the last 2 years of his contract. And I think there's there are player options the last 2 years of the deal. I think it's a player option.
I think so, yeah. It's a player option
both of them are 2024 and 2025.
Yeah, that's
I think those are player options at $30 million per. Who's going to take that contract? And that's why I said
Miami, maybe.
Who's going to take that contract for what he's producing right now? You remember when we had this? I think you were here when we had the discussion about. All right, so the Tigers are a couple of games out of first place. I mean, think about that. Last week we were talking about the Tigers being a couple of games out of first place.
Yeah.
You know, albeit in a down division. I mean, Cleveland is not looking like gangbusters this year.
500 right now.
At all. But still two games within, within first place, and that's without Miguel Cabrera. So if, let's play this out, I said at the time, if Miggy comes back and is 280, 20 homers, 80 RBI, that's huge for this team. That's huge for a team that is inconsistent at the plate, that has a bullpen that can't hold water. You need to score more runs for him to give. That would be the most potent presence in this in this or vie for the most potent presence in this lineup with Castellanos. But
if you
got 280, 20, and 80, is that what $30 million get you? Is that what $30 million is supposed to get you? No one's going to pay that.
No
one's going to pay that. So this notion, should Al Avila be selling? He can't sell that contract, which is why I came back and said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter if Miggy is feeling and stuck. And I guess to a certain extent, I can understand a veteran guy used to winning, Tigers contending for, for the whole thing, to all of a sudden be on a team that's been torn down. I can see how that can convey some feelings of being stuck. But problem is that comes on the heels of him saying he feels unappreciated by the fans. It feels like that commentary is not as much about his scenario as much as it is about the feelings of slight and lack of appreciation from the fan base. It's like, dude, that's par for the course. I mean, you're the big money guy, the face of the franchise, so to speak, nationally relevant player, and you have some off-field issues that, I mean, I think it's fair to question whether what's going on, what has gone on off the field for Miggy, whether it's affected him on the field. You got a mistress suing you for child support for your two kids out of wedlock, and your wife filing for divorce. She went on to rescind that. But I could see how that would bother some people. Maybe it didn't bother Miggy. Maybe it didn't bother Miggy, but I think that's a fair question. And that wasn't even what he was getting bent out of shape about in the moment last week. He was, fans didn't appreciate me playing hurt. Miz, I can't think of a single instance where the fans came down on Miggy en masse other than the DUI thing.
I mean, that's really about it.
I thought fans were extremely deferential.
Mm-hmm. And even then, I mean, even after the whole DUI scenario came down, you know, years ago, the fans still forgave him for it.
Absolutely did.
They still forgave him. And, I hate to bring up stats. He's 323 right now in the season. 3 homers, 21 RBIs. That means nothing with him. Still not.
What's his batting average?
323.
Okay.
But like you said, he hasn't played since the 3rd of this month. And that's, it doesn't sound like he's going to be anytime soon. He may not be back until sometime next month.
If he hits 300, you consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
He hasn't shown recently, I remember a few years back, they did a hit zone graphic on him, and there was like one box in the grid that he wasn't covering. And it was like the low and inside.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Low and inside was like the only spot in the grid that he wasn't hitting. And now, man, there are balls he doesn't catch up to. He chases more balls. His strikeout numbers have to be up. Our strikeout percentage has to be up over the last couple of years. So it's the law of diminishing returns, man. The older he gets, unless he becomes the second coming of Big Poppy and somehow finds the fountain of youth. And maybe that comes from him being a $30 million DH once V-Mart leaves. That could be his second life in baseball. But no one's taking that contract. So even if he feels stuck, it's inconsequential. The only place that it matters is maybe in the appreciation from the fans. So maybe now that lack of appreciation, Miz, that he said he felt last year when he played hurt or whenever he played hurt, maybe now, I mean, do you think fans will hold this against him? It getting out there in fairness to Miggy, he said he was joking. He said it was a joke. But then this wasn't something that was serious. I guess you got to take him at his word. I don't know if fans will.
It's, I mean, you take a look at a lot of the things he does. A lot of it's in a joking manner. So, I mean, who knows what to really make of it, you know?
734-998-1050. Let's go to the phones, talk to Steve in Ann Arbor. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. Number one, if he's stuck, he's of his... Because if you don't want to be stuck, number one, get healthy, be in the lineup every day. And number two, produce.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I might suggest renegotiating your contract. But we know that ain't going to happen.
Right, right.
Yeah, right. The other thing is, Sam, I thought this was supposed to be a Miz segment, man. You both got in the mic over there, dude.
All right. I'm sorry. All right, so Miz, what happens moving forward, man?
Moving forward, you know, obviously, like Steve said, you really do have to see if he's going to stay or if he wants to move. He's going to have to find a way to restructure that contract. That is a lot of money to try to ship off somewhere. If he doesn't want to restructure, it's one of those suck it up. You know, it really is one of those situations where he need that for him to be shipped out somewhere. If he wants to go back to Miami so badly that this former president said, then he's going to have to restructure. He's going to have to start playing a hell of a lot better. That's what really comes down to. He hasn't hit home run wise when I brought up last year. He hit, 249. That was his worst batting average year, in his entire career. That was his worst season of hitting ever. Hit 16 home runs, 60 RBIs, his worst statistics ever. You know what I mean? So, I mean, for him to want to go back to where he started his career, he's got to play better or he's got to restructure that contract. That's what it comes down to.
Dude, there is no way in hell he'll wind up a Marlin. Unless you talk about restructuring. That doesn't...
The only way Miami would want him back is so they could put some butts in seats because no one's showing up for their games.
But no one showed up for their games when Giancarlo Stanton was there. And they're going to show up for an over-the-hill Miguel Cabrera? No, they're not. Only way he becomes a Miami Marlin is if somehow, some way, he was willing to not just restructure... He was willing to, I don't know, give back 90% of the contract. Instead of $30 million a year, I'll take 10.
I'll take just
because I want to get out. Yeah, they'll take him for that.
I just don't think that, you know, Miami would be a good fit for him if he wants to be shipped somewhere. You want to be shipped somewhere? You want to go find a place, a team that needs a big bat but is willing to take that, you know, bite of a contract. And also when roll the dice on someone who is injury prone right now.
Well, again, if his bat was as big as it was when he was a Triple Crown guy, maybe someone would. But anyone that's looking at Miguel Cabrera, are they expecting to get that kind of bat? No, you can't be at this point. So again, I hear you, Steve. Hey, you want a better team? You can take a major pay cut and help allocate those financial resources elsewhere. You can do that. Not going to do that, Miss.
No.
8:53 on a Wednesday. We got to get to a break. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.